5.
It's 819 Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, it's rough in a few spots. We'll start with the one that's catching most people by surprise, southbound I-15, backed up between 45th South and 7200 South because of a crash. Not a big crash, but just in the wrong place. It's also affecting drivers switching from 215 onto southbound 15. If you're heading through Salt Lake County, the usual delay starts at the Bluffdale exit in coming after Point of the Mountain. And then it's heavy and slow really most of the way up into Murray, but the stop-and-go portion breaks up after you pass about Bangor Highway and Draper. Eric Butler?
We still have some eastbound slowing on I-80 in South Salt Lake. This is running by the State Street exit due to a crash there over on the left shoulder now. Right now, no problems in Utah County as we look at the commute from Provo and Orem up through American Fork and Lehigh. You don't have any slowdown stretches on the freeway. Redwood Road in similar good shape heading north from Saratoga Springs. Heather?
If you're on the west side, you're going to be under the speed limit just after the Legacy Parkway split all the way down to I-80 West. Now, we have a KSL traffic trooper letting us know that's due to a crash on the right shoulder near I-80 West. Unfortunately, we can't see it on camera. Now, that earlier crash northbound on I-215 right before Legacy Parkway has cleared out, and no delays anymore on I-15. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. ARC Solar, Utah's largest solar company, offers special zero down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Solar, it just makes sense. ARCSolar.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.